She's so confusing. No word of a lie. She's so confusing. And you brought this up last week. You're calling out Britney Spears' initials on her because she is flip-flopping back and forth. Oh, Ronald, I can't stand him. You know, Ronald this, Ronald that. And then again, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to like touch his hands and feel his leg and see his face and be able to touch him, right? She's all like, you know, getting all the feelings again. But then next week, we've got a preview that she's just like, hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And I am your host, Angelica. This is the podcast that talks about a little bit of everything. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get ready to rumble! 90 Day Fiancé.
It's 90 Day Fiancé time with my co-host, the Coupon Queen. Hi, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. Today we are recapping Happily Ever After, Season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, the episode called Not So Silent Partners. But before we even get into it, how are you doing, Coupon Queen Pen?
I am awesome. Well, yeah, I think everybody's doing better than everybody else last night. So yeah. I'm awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're doing great as always, but what happened last night? Like, we literally got a little bit of everything of the drama that's unfolding, and secrets was told. We've had people who just didn't understand. There was a start of a fight. There was just so much happening.
I know. I'm like, what? How? What? And something happened that I never thought would ever happen. I felt bad for Asuelu. I'm just saying. I never thought I'd feel bad for Asuelu. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. So, oh my gosh, where do we begin?
I think we should talk about Asuelu because I did have some things to say about that. You know, I'm not 100% feeling bad for him. I would say 50%, but also when you're given the word, the D word, the divorce word, for those who are listening for the first time, we call the D word divorce. He's been getting that for quite some time and he wasn't really grasping it. It was just, he tried to ignore it. He thought it was a joke, but when she's been talking to dad, talking to mom, talking to sister, you know, going out of her way to find information to see if this is what she needs to do, and tells him like 3 times in the last season, like, she's not joking around. Like, did he, like, I'm a bit shocked that he still thought that she was saying that as a joke.
I that's the thing that got me, was that he thought she wasn't serious. Like, how? But I think it's just also one of those things where they've been the makeup to breakup couple all the time. She's, I'm leaving him. No, I'm not leaving him. I love him. Somewhere in there, they've had 2 babies. And it's just like, so why would she take him serious? Why would he take her seriously at all? If he does everything that he feels like doing that would tick her off, and she still doesn't make a move. So, yeah.
For sure. And I see where you're coming from. And of course, Facebook message from Dahlia, Asuelu is making progress with his temper, though I was impressed. Yes, I'm impressed with that. He is making all the necessary changes. Now, they are still at the cabin. They decide to do a tour. He actually explained to us how she was satisfied from his rock and roll the night before. And he set up a tour of the resort. And it's just the two of them together. She does say like it was really hard for her because Kennedy kept wanting her and she had to go back and forth and breastfeed and stuff. And, you know, she was having just a rough night in general. So she's obviously exhausted. And once they get to this viewpoint of the resort, it looks pretty nice. It was just kind of like, you know, like desert light feeling. And they decided to sit down and talk about it. They decided to talk about, okay, what's next for them? And, you know, you can tell, like, this is her moment that she's going to say something about this. And she really does. She really wants to tell him, like, I have something that I've been hiding from you. I've been seeking a divorce lawyer. And he really breaks down. And again, it's just like, he's shocked. Like we just mentioned, he was just shocked the fact that this was something that she was thinking. Like, she's been implying on it for the longest time. Like, how could you not pick it up? How could you not get serious? But how could you not talk about it? I know they've had their issues when it comes to communicating, but again, it was right there for you. Yeah, you made the change. You're making the changes into your own self to become better. But it was there. It was right on the table for how many times already?
Exactly. I just think she's played with the D word just too much. And again, he's just not taking her seriously. That's just my viewpoint of it. And I mean, this was part of the reason he also didn't want the kids to come, because he knows his wife is busy back and forth with the kids, with the kids, with the kids. But it's like, at some point you have to separate. Like, does she never, ever, ever plan to have a romantic time with her husband ever?
You bring up a good point, because she even asks, how many times have she said you're not romantic enough? We don't do things. Well, the problem is when they do things, everybody comes along. The whole trail comes along. All the troops are packed up and ready to go. So really, he's making the effort. She's just, again, she's got to bring everybody. I get it. It's not easy for her. But is it going to kill the kid if he's got formula for a week or regular milk? Like, I don't know how that works, but like, seriously, you sacrifice a little bit?
No, but here's the crazy thing. This kid is like 3. Why is she still breastfeeding? I'm very confused about that. Shouldn't he be eating table food? Doesn't he have teeth? Why is she still breastfeeding? I'm very confused.
No idea, but
I mean, okay, guys, don't get me wrong. I'm not judging. I'm just really confused, because I figure teeth are not for breastfeeding. That's just my take on it. Yeah.
Oh gosh. So these two, he has his moments. He had his moment. He needed his time away, and he just had to reflect and kind of just like wipe his tears off and really sink it in, because for the 100th time, I hate to say this, but for the 100th time that you've been told that divorce is on the line, your relationship is going to break apart, he actually breaks down for the 101 times of being told of being possible of getting divorce. And she waits on him to kind of just, you know, let him be for a moment. And they decide to pick up rocks and throw all the negative energy, everything that they went through, just put it towards those rocks and throw it over and start fresh. Now, what do you think is going to happen? I feel like there's probably 6 more episodes left, or less than that. Who knows? But what do you think is going to happen with these two? Because they've been pretty quiet on social media. There's nothing really about them. What do you think?
I'm hoping that they stay together, because I'm sorry, I can't see Asuelu with anyone else. And I can't see Kalani with anyone else. So I'm hoping that they stay together. But I'm pretty sure the D word is going to get thrown around again. I'm sure of it. I mean, she's been making all these cute little TikTok videos with her sister, Kalani. So I don't know.
I agree with you. I honestly agree with you with what you said. It could be thrown around again later on. We don't know if they're coming back for another season or if they're going to be on a different series. Or maybe, and I'm just saying, just making this up, this is not true facts, but maybe we'll see one of them on The Single Life. Who knows? We really don't know what's going to happen with these two. But, you know, he's making the effort. He's making the change. He's really listening to her. And she's just the one that's always coming up with something. It's either the cabin wasn't that great. I expected more. I wanted like your typical Bahamas resort, but here I am at a cabin. You know, there's always an excuse with her, but we'll see where this couple ends up going in the future. But who did you want to talk about next?
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about, I almost turned into a Kardashian last night. Oh my goodness. So, of course, I'm talking about Princess Andre and his royal subject, Libby. Because somehow I don't know why I thought this. But ladies and gentlemen, I thought they had better sense than to get into an RV and travel over 400 miles to Maryland together in a tight space. I was wrong. So they decide, hey, let's go to Maryland. And we're renting an RV. And the only one that can drive is Princess Andre. Oh, Lord have mercy. Why? And the first thing he does, of course, which the internet went bonkers, he turns a corner and what happens? The fridge flies open. I say it's karma for the other fridge that he destroyed. You know, that poor fridge that didn't do anything to him. That he broke up in the kitchen. Yeah. So the fridge flies open, out fly all of the drinks and everything. And I don't know a lot about RVs, but I do know that some of the appliances lock. So I was like, why wasn't the fridge locked? Just a thought. Why wasn't it locked? So they do that and they're all meeting up at Jen's house. And he then runs on to Jen's lawn. And he wants to know, instead of saying, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run onto your lawn and possibly mess up your lawn. He says, who has a sign on the lawn? Why do you need all these signs? So, yes. And, of course, Chuck GoFundMe is riding shotgun. And his wife's in the back with Eleanor. And there seems to be somebody missing from this party. Or some people missing from this party. And it's Charlie and his wife. But the weird thing is, they left their daughter to ride in the RV with the rest of the clan. Why am I confused about this? I mean, Angela, can you explain that to me?
It's because all the cousins are together, and why not have a fun ride with all the cousins and aunts? And, or actually, this just came into my mind. Maybe this one is old enough to really just say, hey, Dad, you know, if you're going to pay me $100 to get the scoop of what's happening during this bus ride, then yeah, I will stay in the trailer. If not, I want to fly with you guys. So maybe there is some sort of agreement with the child with money in hand that, you know, if they were to get the dirt between Andre and any secrets, any family sketchiness business happening in the background, she can really share all of it with Dad. So maybe there is some sort of an agreement.
Okay, I could see that. I can see that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because like honestly, if they were all, including Charlie, if he was on that bus, they would have Oh my gosh, the bus wouldn't even leave. I think Jen would have to sue him for paying, like, you're suing for damages on my lawn, because, oh my gosh, that he was such an idiot. He doesn't even know how to drive. He's like, how many signs did you see? It wasn't like a presidential election. Jesus Christ, Andre. It was just one sign that says keep off the grass because maybe it just got fertilized. You can't see the thing. Oh, because I drive big trailer, I cannot see. Well, maybe he needs to learn how to drive. That's what I'm saying. But
well, if he can't see, then he shouldn't be driving big trailers.
Right? He would have been a horrible truck driver.
I'm saying. Like, what?
Well, you know, Charlie doesn't make it. They go off. And everyone's getting somewhat cozy and comfortable. But, of course, Jen complains about there's no compartments, there's no space. Why has my luggage have to come in here? Then where are we going to sit? We're not going to be comfortable. He tries to explain to her, like, you know, these two are already going off in the bad start. Like, it's just, you know, the war is coming. We just don't know when. And he's just like, you're complaining because I'm holding your bags. And she's like, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking why there isn't any room. Why isn't there underground, like under storage, whatever she called it. But it was just like, oh my gosh, you two, like, quit it already. Like, why are they even all together in this RV? If I were Jen, I would have jetted off as well. But hey, she had to be there because she grew some dumple ears and she was able to listen to this intense conversation as they got going on their route to Maryland.
Yeah, well, I have to say this. I don't think that was the time or the place. It's a family vacation. Why is Andre insisting on talking shop?
Because he's an idiot. He's the one stirring the pot as well. He's the one that wants to piss off everybody. You know, I love it how he says in his confessionals, oh, I don't care about anybody's opinion. I don't care what they say. I don't care. I just don't care. But you're the one causing all the drama as well. You know, you can sense most of you listening, and I do not like him. And the rest of them, I don't either. It's just, it's so ridiculous. It's such a childish play.
It really is. It really is. And so after her listening, he pulls over the RV like he's a, like she's a little kid. Jen, come out here. Come out here now. I want to talk to you. Come out here. We're not driving. You know, he missed his stop. He missed his stop because he's so busy arguing with Becky. He's, you know, Becky, come out here now. I'm not going to continue this trip arguing. Well, it's a family vacation. Stop talking about the business and get to focusing on your family. How hard is that?
Well, also, Chuck should have stopped him from the beginning and could have said, hey, you know what? I don't want to talk about anything about business. Let's just enjoy the ride. I cannot wait to see my family and yada, yada, yada. He could have said that. He could have just stopped and said, hey, listen, Andre, I do not want to talk about work. This is just family time, family bonding. That's it. Like, he could have stopped the conversation. But of course, Andre being Andre kept asking these questions and insisting, you know, what happened to that? What happened to this? What happened to that? So this is where the problem starts.
Definitely, definitely. So they leave us with Becky trying to figure out if she's going to leave the RV or not. It looks like she does. I'm not sure what's said. We actually have to find out next week.
Yeah, and next week we see another fight. This time inside of a house with a swimming pool nearby. It seems like Charlie's wife gets dragged into and also gets hurt as well by the looks of things. I think I rewinded it like 3 times the preview. I know it's really sad that I did that and wasted probably 30, 45 seconds of my life, but it seems pretty intense. I'm excited for it. We'll see what happens, but we do see Chuck, the checkbook, GoFundMe Chuck, crying, upset and disappointed that his family is going to get ruined. Well, you know what? he's done it since the beginning. They're spoiled brats. He's given Libby everything that she's asked and requested for and more, which obviously all the kids are kind of like WTF. And hey, he's at fault for this too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. My thing is, you keep bringing everybody together and they seem to hate each other.
It's everybody against Libby and Andre, including the dogs and cats and whatever other animals they own.
The dogs and cats, really?
Yes, really. They protect their owners.
Oh my gosh. So who did you want to talk about next?
You know, let's get with Natalie and Mike, because, you know, my strong feelings about these two, and I feel like we need to get over them before, before I would go nuts. So it's been
speaking
a week
of pets. So these two get home and somehow they go to the feed store and end up getting a pet rat because Natalie just has to save something from getting eaten by a snake, and they buy a pet rat. And I know Twitterverse, you guys went nuts when I said how fitting that Natalie has a rat for a pet. Let us all think about this. But yeah, and she wants to bring up, while she's feeding the rat on the kitchen table, how his mom disrespected her, and here we are throwing around the H word again. Hooker. And now she's asking if Trish has ever called his ex-wife a hooker. Was it just her? You know, how does this work? And he keeps saying, no one heard this word. No one heard Trish call her this. But she is still upset about something that hasn't seemed to have happened. And even he's saying she's delusional. I'm like, okay, what is going on? But we see that spiral into she doesn't have to be disrespected. But then she says something rather weird, which is, I'm going to call up the TV station and ask if they need a translator because I can make a lot of money that way. Wait, isn't that what Trish said? I mean, could have sworn she said that, but I also didn't hear her call her a hooker. But I could be mistaken. I'm just saying. Like, why is she hearing what she wants to hear? And that's a problem. But remember, she got upset because Trish all of a sudden wants babies. But this is the same woman that broke up with two of her ex-husbands because they didn't want children.
They didn't want children on her time clock, though, people. On her time clock. She demanded children right away. These guys wanted to wait a little bit. So it was on her time clock.
But wasn't she like having a fit with Mike back in Kiev because she wanted a child? Remember, we had this invisible alien child that had to decide whether it wanted to eat meat or not.
Yes, and who was the child going to stay if things don't end up working out? She was already making decisions for the child. Which religion is this child going to take on? What practices and what parenting style is this child going to be taught? Like, it was just ridiculous. Like, is the color red or is it the color gold the child's going to like? Like, it was just ridiculous. So this is where I'm just like, this woman is on a whole different universe. A different atmosphere, planet, whatever you want to call it. But she last night made me feel even like she is nuts. She is nuts. And by the way, Kenny and Armando, thank you for that funny Pillow Talk comment. They said that her hair, her hair is a great nesting place for the rat. I laughed.
A nesting place for the rat?
Yeah, because her hair is like all yucky. So they figured, hey, her hair works out, because they were grossed out that the fact that the rat was just all over her hair and her neck and her arm and all of that. I was grossed out too. Like, come on. I can't. I'm not. No, that's where we cross the line here.
Like I said, I'm not surprised for her choice of pet.
Right? Like, seriously. But with Natalie, I know Mike gets really upset. You know, I've been seeing a lot of comments. People are saying Mike is a gaslighter. Natalie is the one telling the truth. And you've got the opposite, where Natalie's just crazy. Everyone agrees with Mike. It's so hard to pick sides at this point. And we've always mentioned this, and I'm going to repeat this again for another week. Mike could have stopped this and prevented it. And he could have just stopped this a long time ago, before that woman even arrived to American soil.
I wish he did.
I wish he did too.
I wish he did.
He could have been on the single life already.
Finding someone real that really loved him.
Exactly. And this is the craziness that we're left with and that we're seeing. And I still cannot get over it. I'm just like, wow. You know, it's so hard to talk to her. And I see that. I know we only see a little bit of their whole entire week or of that argument, but I, listening to her, cannot even stand her. It's like, you can't get anything through her. So I hope hopefully we see that she actually leaves. And there's been a lot of articles of her leaving Mike secretly. And I don't know what we're going to see on TV, of course. They're obviously going to make it juicy because it's, you know, for the ratings, production gets involved and all that fun stuff. But Natalie last night was just nuts. She was nuts. Like, people are telling you, they're helping you. It's like, I'm not a woman about the money. I'm a woman about my dream. Well, honey, like, you're living in America. The average person works 2 to 3 jobs to get by in some states. Like, what do you think this is? Like, how are you going to support yourself? And I love how the fact that he says you need to earn respect. Respect is not given. And it's true. And I have to say that I have to stand by him with that statement. You don't just get respect. You earn it. Like, she is just crazy. Exactly, if I were to see her down the street, I would lose it.
Exactly. I don't know.
But next week, we do see her with her little luggage and her poofy jacket on her way out. And when that happens, standing ovation.
But it seems like she comes back. She can't decide what she wants to do.
I'm not a strong woman for this. I'm not.
But she was saying she could follow her dreams and she could do what she wants.
Right?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I really don't know either. But, you know, I hope this is the end of the end. And I hope Mike learns from it. Was Natalie ever a great person? No.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. Mm-mm. No. I keep saying TLC should have let these two go a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, I agree.
But oh my gosh. So we will see what happens. I mean, of course, we know she's in Florida. and Uncle Bo and Teresa did a Tamara did a an interview saying how they had to keep cleaning up after her. So yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, just because you have 3 degrees or 2 degrees or even 10, it doesn't make you any better. Like, seriously, when she said that comment, I was just like, are you kidding me right now? You're serious. Just because you have 3 degrees, you make yourself like you're the Queen of England. I don't even think the Queen of England has a degree. So let's don't even, I was just so livid. Like, yeah, I don't have 3 degrees. I have 3 diplomas. But I don't go around and say, I have 3 diplomas. I have 3 diplomas. I have 3 diplomas. No, like, it's just, oh my gosh, it irked me. It really did. I feel like I'm falling in this rabbit hole and I need to stay out of it. So, you know what? Respect is earned. It's not given.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. So let's move on from this couple. Now, talk about change. Tiffany and Ronald. Oh my goodness. So she decides she's taking the kids. They're going to South Africa. And little Daniel is over the moon, which I can't blame him. He can't wait to see his dad. But now, Ronald explains he spoke to Tiffany and told her, hey, you know, Daniel's going to have to sleep in the living room on the sofa. But he decided that that wasn't enough for his boy. He is going to do the best he can for his boy. And did he ever? Oh my gosh. He goes and he makes a whole room like overnight. Like, okay, I don't know contractors that do this, but Ronald, there may be some contractor companies looking for you. He makes a whole bedroom overnight. Painted walls up everything. Like, wow.
I was impressed. And I actually put it out on Twitter. I put it on Twitter and I said, Ronald has done more work than Andre ever has. This thing's been like, I'm at 55 likes. I'm like trying to read this because I'm like, I haven't really been on Twitter. But like, seriously, he has done. Okay, I know a lot of people have been commenting about the way the room looks. There's no windows. Why is it so dark? But that's not the point. He actually does work. Andre's busy on Craigslist trying to find the jobs, and he has nothing. And now he's become a refrigerator murderer and a building houses for toddlers.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. But yeah, he's done so much, Ronald. And my only problem was he's really convinced that he's going to force Tiffany to stay. He's so convinced, I'm forcing her. She's going to stay. She's going to stay. She just doesn't know it yet.
That's ridiculous. It was so ridiculous of him to say that he was going to force Tiffany to stay. Like, really? He obviously doesn't want to come to America. Let's face it. He just botched that appointment, that fake interview, you know, process with the lawyer to kind of give him a glimpse. And you can tell he was not interested. The whole goal of him is to have his whole family in South Africa because he truly doesn't want to go to America. So why don't you just tell Tiffany that you don't want to go to America? Because she's got money invested. She's got her dad as a co-signer. And then the time being involved. Like, you know, I love the fact that he created a room for little Daniel. But seriously, you are wasting everybody's time at this point if you don't want to come to America. She is set in stone to stay in the United States.
Agreed. So she seems happy. And guys, she did say on Instagram, she hasn't officially gotten divorced. I don't know what that means. But, and this was a video she recently put out and posted. So I don't quite know what that means, but, you know, in the world of Ronald and Tiffany. But this is another makeup to breakup couple. Let's be real.
She's so confusing. No word of a lie, she's so confusing. And you brought this up last week. You're calling out Britney Spears' initials on her because she is flip-flopping back and forth. Oh, Ronald, I can't stand him. You know, Ronald this, Ronald that. And then again, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to like touch his hands and feel his leg and see his face and be able to touch him, right? She's all like, you know, getting all the feelings again. But then next week, we've got a preview that she's just like, well, again, I just didn't like what he said. He's like, I don't change poopy diapers. And I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? And she brought up a point, like, she's just like, you have done nothing. You are a father. You are a parent. You need to help out. You don't do anything. And then that dig, he's just like, because I have a wife. And I'm like, oh, buddy, I think every woman in the world just wants to hit you so bad.
Because I wanted comment. To smack him straight across the face. I just wanted to smack him so hard. Like, that's part of being a parent, period. I don't know.
He just needs to tell her, listen, I do not want to go to the United States. This is what I want to do. He cannot force her to do anything. He cannot. She really calls the reins on these two children and decides where she wants to go.
Well, neither one of them are being honest. I mean, I've said this I don't know how many times. She has become Tiffany the liar. But it seems like neither one of them are being honest.
I agree.
So, are you ready to move on from this couple?
Let's move on.
So we have Jovi and Yara. And Jovi is still at work in the middle of the ocean, you know, doing what he does. And Yara all of a sudden decides, hey, you know what? I'm a big girl and I can do this on my own. But Yara, weren't you just saying before Jovi left, you need to come and be with me. You need to be able to stay home. I need help. Yeah, so she picks a fight with Gwen to leave. She leaves, goes home, and unfortunately catches COVID. And then all of a sudden she wants to go back to Gwen's house, which is her mother-in-law. And it's just like, to me, it was one of those things of, you have a small child. I understand that it may be uncomfortable, but really for the most part, for those first, I would say 2 to 3 months, you really need all the help you can get. All hands, you know, on deck for the baby, you know, everything. You need all the help that you can get. But, oh my gosh. She's so stubborn. And then she's speaking to Jovian. She says, hey, you know, he video chats her. And that's when he finds out that she's caught COVID. But then she's begging him, I want you to come home, you know. And even in her side interview, she says, other women are lucky because their husbands have normal jobs. I don't get it with her. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Like, be grateful that he actually is working. Did you want an Andre and not be working and on Craigslist trying to find jobs? Air quotes, jobs? Because, you know, we've talked about this. The guy makes quite a bit of money. It's over 100. Well, probably at this point, I know we're going up by base and by starting is like $80,000. And this guy's probably making more than $100,000. He has an apartment. Yes, you got a home. He's able to support three of you. But she needs to really think about the bigger picture of all of this. The guy has a job. She doesn't have to worry about anything. Calls her and says, do you need anything? What do you need? And he does it for her. You know, I know the previous season I wasn't too fond of Joey because of the bachelor life, but when we got to see him this season of Happily Ever After, he's a hard worker at the end of the day.
And he stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped up.
He sure did. And he is going to work like normally people do. I hope she really kind of takes a step back and see. And you know what? It's not just her. It's a lot of people. A lot of people have spouses and partners who work such long days and you're barely seeing them. You're seeing them for 2 to 3 hours. And I'm saying this because I live through that. And I'm just like, it's hard. But hey, buddy's still working. Buddy still has a job and is still being able to provide at the end of the day. The
thing is, having a job in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly. And that, you know what? It hasn't even clicked into her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people lost their jobs during the pandemic and still losing jobs because people don't know what's going to happen with their businesses if they're able to strive again like it was before pre-pandemic. So she's really, I don't know what the word is appropriate for her right now. And I'm kind of thinking, I don't know if it's selfish or...
Selfish.
Yeah. Self-centered. Okay. Yes. Like she Ready. Needs to think of the bigger picture. He is still working during the pandemic and still being able to provide for his family. That's all I can say.
Yep. But we see next week. Okay, Jovi, whose brilliant idea was this? To take Yara to a strip club.
We just said so many good things about him. And then next week he ends up ruining it.
I don't blame her. She sees this woman at the strip club stripping, giving them like they're sitting in a booth and she's dancing. And he starts blowing kisses at this woman in front of his wife. Like, oh my God. I don't know.
We're going to have to take a cleansing breath when we're done with this live because there was too many of these moments right now.
There was just too much.
We're going to have to do some meditations of yoga, like seriously.
I'm telling you.
It's just crazy. Are we ready for our last couple?
We're ready for our last couple. Oh.
We are talking about Miss Angela.
Yes, Miss Angela, who unfortunately the hypnotism did not work. She's back to smoking a pack a day and she's still having problems. And now the Angela's health smoothie, obviously it works. because Angela is on TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere looking amazing. But can we talk about the ingredients of the smoothie? We thought that the grilled cheese, the grilled cheese with the Kalamata olives and the syrup was too much.
Oh my God, what is his name?
Laura Jalali's friend. But oh my gosh. So we thought that that sandwich took the cake.
Ludwig's grilled cheese. Sorry.
It's what?
Ludwig's grilled cheese.
Yes, the Ludwig grilled cheese. Yes, yes, yes. So we thought that took the cake. And yes, if you didn't see that season, it literally had cheese, olives, and syrup. We had someone try it. They swore never again. but Angela makes an Angela skinny smoothie. And it starts off really good because she's got spinach and what was it? Spinach and fruit. And it looks really, really good. But I think what she didn't do was put enough fruit. So it just tasted like spinach juice. So she wanted to add some grapes. And her granddaughter, one of the grids, decides, can't we just add some grape jelly? And of course, sexy Meemaw says, hey, why not? And squeezes a couple of tablespoons of grape jelly in there. And oh my gosh, they're drinking this and they think it's the best thing ever. I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to try that one. I don't know if I can take one for the team on that one. Sorry.
That looks so bad, especially when she added the grape jelly. Like, how could you add jelly into that smoothie? Add another banana. I know exactly. It's high in sugar, but it's better than adding the grape jelly. But Angela does look great, and we've seen her in the TikTok videos, but in this episode in particular, we see her. So after the whole recipe concoction, the kids are like, it tastes okay. I can't believe she's making us drink this as well. Skyla walks through the door and they have a discussion. A discussion about Michael and his behavior.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, Skyla actually agrees with Michael. And I'm like, whoa. So part of the reason Skyla agrees with Michael is because Michael didn't make sure that she was okay. And Skyla is saying, he may be looking for you instead of spending money on surgeries to spend money on having a baby. And, you know, she's like, well, that's not happening. You know, that ain't happening. You know, so I'm just very confused as to what Angela expected from Michael.
You know, this whole couple, we've seen them go through their ups and downs. We've seen Michael become the MVP. We've seen Michael really striving to come to America. Of course, he can't during that time that was filmed. But I don't know. These two are not meant to be together. We know why, because we've seen it, but he's not being supportive. He's been changing a lot since the whole surgeries. We know the surgeries she's not paying for because there is an agreement with obviously the clinics and her because of the amount of exposure and the million of viewers that are watching this show. She's obviously not paying a single dime. And I'm pretty sure production said you have to say how much you would be potentially paying for it. So because this way, you know, it could, I don't know if he's in on the game or she's just doing it to just to piss off Michael even more to give that organic feeling of like, oh my God, she's crazy. She's spending all this money. I want a child. Michael could have left her a long time ago, but of course he just loves her. And, you know, she brought up points about he was never supportive of the surgery even after. It's just he wasn't there. Apparently, they used to talk all day on the phone, and now they don't. He's just basically ignoring her. But Skyla brings up this point. Like, you know, he's upset and he's frustrated because you're spending all this money on yourself, which she agrees that her mom should be spending money on herself because she's not for the baby. And he's just letting it out on her. And he's not really saying the real truth about how he's feeling at this current moment.
I agree. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot. It's just a lot. I agree, Dahlia. Michael grew up here.
He sure did.
So she starts telling him, you know what? I can't do this. I've had enough. And she still tells him to go find a family in Nigeria.
Go find a Nigerian woman, Michael. Go find her. Go find her. Hangs up on the phone. Doesn't this call? This guy calls 2 minutes after and says, hey, how you doing? How's your health? Are you kidding me?
That was super weird. Super duper weird.
Like, who does that? Like, seriously, who does that? I was just like, Michael, you're done. You're completely done.
Yeah. I don't know.
So the next day, she's going to get, like she said the night before to Skyla, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Ends up going to an IT shop because she wants to track Michael on every single move that he makes. And I'm thinking, wow, this is not the first time we hear about this, but I'm excited because if you say no to Angela, God forbid, goes into the store, asks the guy, I need a GPS tracker on my husband. So this is the story. My husband's in Nigeria. He's acting pretty shady, but I need a GPS tracker. So he's just like, okay, we can talk about what's available to you and ask what app are you using. She's like, I'm using WhatsApp. Okay, great. So what you can do is when you go onto your messages, you can click on the plus sign and you need to click on location. But he needs to do it on his end. So he needs to turn on his location on his side for him to send you a location through WhatsApp. And of course, Angela's like, let's try this right now. You know, Angela doesn't really think things through of how she's going to say things. It's more of like, Michael, you need to turn on your freaking location. I need access to your phone and know every move that you make. Like, she doesn't even say, hey, how are you? Like, what's going on? Tries to like, you know, is your phone acting okay? Because my message is not getting through. She literally just throws it right into his face and says, you need to turn off or on whatever it was your location because I need to track every single move. And there was more beeping than that boat ride or that RV ride that we've been on. Yeah. It was just crazy. This woman was lit. She was on fire. And this poor guy was probably like, wow, my day was pretty boring. But it just got interesting as soon as this woman came along.
Yeah, because he also tells her it was illegal to look up her husband's phone. I felt bad for the guy too, Dahlia. I felt so bad. he's just sitting there and he's like, is this really happening? Is this really, really happening? And he even says, he's like, if this is how things are going, they already have a problem. So, yeah. I don't know.
She really said some rude things to him over the phone, though. Like, it was just like, you're an ugly SOB. You lied to me. You've been a liar since day one. The BJ thing came back up again. The everything just started coming back up. And I was just like, I have another Facebook comment from Dahlia. I'm sure he appreciates his wife a lot more if he has one. Yeah, right. Oh my goodness. What a customer to have in your store. But she's just going on and on that she's got, again, she pulled a Lisa. I've got so many men outside waiting for me.
Definitely, definitely Elisa. I don't know, but it seems like these two are over and done with. She doesn't want them back.
Yeah, and next week's episode, we see her visiting her lawyer and talking about that, how much she wants a divorce. But in recent posts, and we see she's bought a shirt in her new body that says Mike on it. So it's really confusing. We really don't know what's happening with these two.
Yeah, so we will see, because we knew that she was throwing around the D word at some point.
She doesn't want to be married anymore to Michael. So we'll see what happens with this couple. Wow. I know it was pretty crazy. Next week, we're going to see Brandon and Julia in the preview. It seems like they found a place and they got a place for a baby that he's all like, his eyes looked like he saw a ghost. We've got the Asuelu family. Tammy comes back. Mama Asuelu strikes again. It's going to be crazy. Of course, the Kardashian wannabes get into their second fight of the season. And yeah, so a lot is happening. We don't know how many episodes are still left. We're still waiting on that. We are recapping tomorrow, Single Life, part two of the tell-all. And then we're going to figure out what's happening for our Tuesdays, because I know Darcy and Stacey comes back on July 19th. So we still got a long ways to go. We're just not sure if there's any new shows on Discovery Plus. And we will let you guys know if we will still have a recap next week on Tuesday or not. We'll put out on Facebook, Instagram for any updates about it. But I think that's pretty much it, right, Coupon Queen Pen?
Yep.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Don't forget to check out anchor.fm/CQP Moments. And don't forget to check out new episodes of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And don't forget, tomorrow we are on Clubhouse at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, talking everything 90 Day Fiancé on the club called 90 Day Fiancé Fans. We will be there. And then we are talking live once again about the Single Life part two of the tell-all, so we can wrap things up. And that's all we have for now.
Bye, guys.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queen Pen from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to A Little Bit of everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.